Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together this evening. Yeah, speak into our hearts. Sanctify us. Sanctify us through your Holy Spirit. We want to be strengthened by your word. Speak to us in this time. Yeah, what you want to continue to show us. Yeah, reveal yourself in our hearts. Yes, we want to be in your house. We want to be faithful in your house. Lord. Yes, Lord. We give you, we pray for strength. We pray for your strength. We want to be steadfast. We want to have strength in you. Yeah, we want to understand your word. We want, yeah, we pray that your that you would equip us for the priesthood. Yeah, we want to grow in the priesthood. Thank you that you want to perfect your priesthood. Yes, you are already at the goal. And yes, bring us to the goal this today. Give us the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Yeah, give us... We want to know your word. We want to pursue holiness. Yes, we want to pursue holiness. On this last stretch, we don't want to give up. We want to perfect this race. We thank you. You are our heavenly high priest. Yeah, draw us. Draw us up to Zion, Lord. Oh, Lord. Let us sing song 256, 256. Lord, we are for your purpose. No, we praise you, Lord, we've seen thy purpose. Amen. We praise thee, Lord, we've seen thy purpose to build thy heavenly house today. Amen. Yes, this is our cry. O Lord, do take us. Amen. Take us, Lord. Build us together in thy way. Lord Jesus. Amen. Thine answer comes so swift and certain. To build my house, this you must know. Your self-life has been terminated. Upon the altar, you must go. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Upon the altar, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Amen. We praise thee, Lord. For your purpose, which you have revealed us in your love. We praise the Lord. We've seen thy purpose. To build thy heavenly house today. This is our cry. O Lord, do take us. Build us together in thy way. To build, thine answer comes so swift and certain. To build my house, this you must know. Your self-life has been terminated. Upon the altar you must go. Yes. Amen. The German version is a little bit different, so I will translate on the fly. We pursue with all the priests the holiness for your plan. Because you daily draw us closer to thee, we are willing to pay the price. We forget everything that is behind us. If it is win or loss, whatever it might be. Because our goal to reign with Christ. For this, Lord, you make us new. Lord, do take us for your purpose. As a living sacrifice. That our life would be consecrated to you. And our service would be gain for you. As you have been devoured on the altar, Lord, so are we also one with your death. That your life's sweet aroma would rise up as worship up to God. Amen. So you have been consumed on the altar. Yes. That our lives be consecrated to you as a living sacrifice, that our service might be gain for your purpose. As you have been consumed on the altar. Yes. We want to gain more of you as the burnt offering. Lord, we want to willingly give ourselves to you. Lord, we want to give ourselves even more today as a living sacrifice. Terminate what is hindering your work in us. Yes, and build us up in the Spirit. Yes, we do pray that you would terminate ourself, that we would experience your death and resurrection. We want to be built up in spirit and in the body. Yes, you cannot build your house when we are in ourself. Yes, and our self-life. We want to express your more. We want to live your more. Lord, amen. We want to be built up as your house. Yes, we want to be willing to pay the price. We want to let all the earthly things behind. Yes, perfect us in your grace as priests. Yes, make us overcomers. Yes, we want to fulfill your purpose. Purify and sanctify us through and through. Yes, bring us onward, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are drawing us daily more to thee. We want to be willing to pay the price. So the sister, she wanted to pray on Tuesday, but her equipment didn't work. So she wants to repeat it now. So she had a prayer in her heart, which she wants to share. She has the burden to pray for all the she was here in Feiningen, and they had a coffee in a place. And so she had she met someone, and that person said that Christians can be seen if someone is living with God. And so she said that Christ has come because we have not been able to keep the law, but Christ did it. And so that woman, she was Muslim, and so she tried to tell her that Jesus is the Son of God, which she didn't accept, that woman. She's speaking really fast, so I'm sorry. Second Corinthians 4, verse 4. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So, yeah, we pray for all the ones who are seeking the truth, but who are in captivity by religion. Yes, I pray that all these ones in chains would be loosened. So that woman that she talked to, she just spoke mostly Arabic. And she was open, so I tried to get her a contact that speaks Arabic. And I praise the Lord for this opportunity that he opened to. Yes, we pray for this woman. We pray for her and her family, that you would save this family, this woman. You want to gather from the whole of the earth, that you would appear to her that you are the Savior. Yes, save her and all of her house. Yes, appear to her. Reveal yourself to her. Yes, gather today for your priesthood. Yes, these Muslims have so heavy commandments. Let them understand that they can come to you and that your yoke is light. Let them realize that they cannot overcome by themselves. That, yeah, they need a savior. You are the only one who gives salvation. Yes. Stretch out your hand and save them, Lord. Matthew 11, verse 29 and 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yeah, let them experience you, all who have this feeling. Let them lay off the heavy laden and give them rest. Yeah, let us redeem the time. We had a rich fellowship the last days, a really rich word. So let us redeem the time to bring our share. So we want to all bring our share into the house of God. For me, in the beginning, in the first evening, it was so healthy to see the signs of time. And not only that, but what is coming afterwards. It's such a contrast. Now we see the lawlessness abounding on this earth, and this end of democracy. But, however, when I look in my life, maybe it seems like it's all right. We have our home, and we kind of get along. But Peter says, Second Peter 3, verse 11 and 12. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God? What do we expect? In the next verse, it says, or first it says, the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. So how can you expect something like this, that suddenly everything will be burning? Because the Lord opened my eyes. Yeah, I need to see what is coming afterwards. Like in Daniel chapter 2, and there's the stone coming and smashing the statue. The Lord, He really is in charge. He holds everything in His hand. And it's really a kingdom of righteousness and peace that is coming. And that was such a hope to hastening this coming. Not to be sad that everything will be destroyed, but to look on the things that will come afterwards. And then it says here, nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and new earth, in which righteousness dwells. Amen. This is what we expect. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We long for your salvation. Dear saints, can you hear me? Yes. Let us read together Romans chapter 7, verses 22 to 25. Oh. Yeah. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Amen. Yes, Lord, renew our mind, that we truly would make it to always serve you, that we would overcome in the Spirit, that we would separated from this world. Yeah, thank you for the kingdom you've prepared for us. Yeah, it doesn't take much time anymore till everything will be dissolved here. Thank you, Lord. We prepare us for your coming. Amen. I thank God through Jesus Christ. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Yes, you want to deliver your priest from death. Yes, Lord. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And also Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Or actually just verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. Yes, deliver us from sin and from death. Lord, we thank you that you are setting us free, that you are such a high priest. As Hebrews 7, verse 25 says, therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens. Lord, we thank you that you are such a high priest that walks in our midst. Yes, we want to set our whole our focus on you. Apart from you, we can do nothing. Only in you we can bear fruits. Thank you. You are the tree of life. Thank you. We can bear you in us bear always fruits. We thank you that you are such. Thank you for your rich speaking on the conference, Lord. Amen. To eat this word. Yes, let this word be our food and our healing, Lord Jesus. I was touched by the vision of the temple, which will be built after all of the judgment, this wonderful temple. I oftentimes looked at these pictures, these also these three-dimensional videos, and I was really greatly encouraged. To be like the faithful priests, Zadok. Yeah, those priests are the ones who will also be where the Lord is, in his temple. And this is where I want to be. And I told the Lord many things in which I want to keep the Feast of Tabernacle. And so many things I wanted to have this clear decision. I want to prepare for the coming of the Lord, and I don't need to buy certain things anymore. For example, I wanted to buy stuff for the next winter already, but then I said no, because I believe the Lord is coming soon, I will not buy it. So, and I also realized that my dedication has been slacking. So I really called to the Lord, and these priests, they were fully consecrated and dedicated to the work of the Lord. And I want to be such who do not desire anything else. Who not are living in their own self, but that the Lord is our possession. You are the one who is in us. You are the one who shows us. You show us the things that we need to leave behind, that we can make it to the goal.
Can someone translate for me? Through the conference, the purpose of God's calling us priests has become clearer.
Durch die Konferenz wurde mir der Vorsatz Gottes, dass wir Priester genannt werden, klarer.
I want to emphasize the significance of the preposition to. Unto.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sie möchte betonen, dass wir Priester für den Herrn sind.
Yeah. We are the priest. We are priest unto God Father, and we are the sweet aroma of Christ to God.
Ja, wir sind Priester für Gott den Vater, und wir sind ein Wohlgeruch Christi für Gott den Vater.
Just like Jesus offered himself to Father first. Before offering himself for us.
So wie der Herr Jesus sich auch zuallererst dem Vater dargebracht hat.
Amen.
Und dann für uns.
He said, I have come to do your will.
Ja. Er hat gesagt, ich bin gekommen, deinen Willen, Gott, zu tun.
So, Amen. Whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men.
Ja, Kolosser 3.
Ja.
Vers 23, ne? Alles, was ihr auch tut, das arbeitet von ganzer Seele als dem Herrn und nicht den Menschen.
I want to be consecrated to Father deeper as a priest when his return is very near.
Ja, und jetzt, wo das die Wiederkunft des Herrn so nah ist, möchte ich mich dem Vater tiefer weihen für den Priester.
I'd like to share one verse from Luke 12, verse 35.
Lukas 12, 35 möchte ich einen Vers kurz mitteilen. Ja. Lukas 12, 35.
35, 36.
Und 36.
Be dressed ready for service and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him.
Ja, Vers 35, lasst eure Lenden umgürtet sein, und in ihrer Übersetzung hieß es gerade, bereit zum Dienst, und eure Lampen brennen, und seid Menschen gleich, die auf ihren Herrn warten, wann er vom Hochzeitsfest aufbrechen wird, damit sie ihm gleich auftun, wenn er kommt und anklopft.
Amen. I am grateful to God for the hospitality extended by the saints.
Ich bin dem Herrn sehr dankbar für die Gastfreundschaft, die mir durch die Heiligen hier widerfahren ist.
So I'd like to return it when you visit Korea.
Und ich möchte meine Gastfreundschaft zurückgeben, wenn ihr nach Korea kommt.
But it is not available with you. I know God will reward you when you meet him.
Und wenn es euch nicht möglich sein sollte, wird der Herr euch belohnen, wenn ihr ihn trefft.
Yes, we want to have. Amen. We want to be girded and having a burning lamp, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord, for your soon return. Yes, Lord.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Colossians? Ja, Kolosser 3, 12 bis 14. Können wir das zusammenlesen? Kolosser 3, 12 bis 14. Nur auf Deutsch zusammenlesen, ja? So zieht nun an als Gottes Auserwählte, heilig und geliebt, ein Herz voll Erbarmen, Freundlichkeit, Demut, Milde, Langmut. Ertragt einander und vergebt euch gegenseitig.
Therefore, that's Colossians 3, verse 12. As the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you all must do.
Vers 14 sagt, über dies alles aber zieht die Liebe an, die das Band der Vollkommenheit ist.
Amen.
Dieser Vers hat mich sehr berührt, während ich an der Konferenz teilnahm.
So every situation in daily life, we see all the moments we choose could be something can make our face weaken or make our face stronger.
All die Situationen, die wir in unserem täglichen Leben haben, sind immer wieder Entscheidungen, die unseren Glauben stärken oder schwächen können.
So without his love we can do anything.
Und ohne seine Liebe können wir nichts tun. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, we put on love. Thank you also for this glorious garments of the priests. Thank you, we have put on Christ. And we want today to put you on consciously. Yes, over above all things, we want to put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Lord, perfect us. Today, I found, by accident, I found an old message. And it was shared, love is stronger than death. Because we, in the face of death, we have no power. No one can overcome death. But this love is stronger than death. What kind of love the Lord has revealed to us in the scriptures? And many things were shared about garments, about the priestly garments. His garment was so holy, so beautiful. Yes, the beauty lies in the holiness. Yeah, when we live in such a manner with the Lord, that will be beauty. And all these verses we just read, this is wonderful. Tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. This is such an expression. This is the garments. This is our conduct, our lives. And if we live such a Christ, we express him, we put him on. Yes, Galatians says we have put on Christ. We have put off the old man. Isn't that wonderful? It's so wonderful what the Lord all is we can experience. And then we can put him on as our priestly garments to express him. Revelation chapter 3, verse, what he says to Sardis, verse 4. You have a few names even in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in whites, for they are worthy. Yes, those priests, if we walk like this as priests, we will be worthy. I also want to thank the Lord that he has so clearly continued to show us how all of his purpose. It's like a artist who adds more and more to his masterpiece or to his drawing. And the Lord impressed me in this moment when it was shared that in the innermost of the temple there is only one table. Of the one side there's God and on the other side there's the priest. And in this I wanted to abide and also to hear, yeah, be silent and know that I am God. This has touched me deeply. And ever since, it has touched me. And this vision I want to keep in my heart, that his love to him would increase, and this healthy fear of God, this privilege to stand at this table where all religion has an end, where all worldly lies are terminated, where only the presence of God is there, and this is a whole new area, and I want to explore this more. And I am so thankful to Him that we can even serve Him in eternity as priests. I really want to trust Him that He would make it with me. We have been saved unto hope. So enjoy this privilege to come to this table on which other side God's is. Yes, praise the Lord, saints. Can you hear me? Yes. I got stuck with one verse, which is in Hebrews 7:25. Therefore, He can save to the uttermost those who came to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. Yeah, it says here that we can come forward to God. It's such a privilege to draw near to God, and that even this high priest is leading us in this, and he's able to save us to the uttermost. In Corinthians, it says the love of God is drawing us to the Lord. The more we come to God, the more He will also draw near to us. He can save us to the uttermost. Yeah, we want to see God. This is our goal. We already see Him in the picture of Christ, but we will also see Him from face to face. We will be so close to God. And thank you that I thank the Father that He has given us this way. And we also had a picture about the feast and the offerings with the circle of worship. And it's so wonderful because the Lord, the Father, is in the center. The priesthood is really the way how we can draw near to God and to be saved to the uttermost. And He has given us that we can draw near to the Father as close as possible. Yeah, through His love, the Lord is drawing us and enabling us to go this way. We let ourselves be driven by Christ, who is bringing us to the Father. Yes, in Him we can rest. He saves us to the uttermost because He is bringing us to the Father. And this is this wonderful love that we can lay hold of Him and say, abide in His rest.
an experience with a red heifer, I realized how quickly it happens that we're just in death, and I felt so weak. And I realized I need the Lord and I need His life. And then I went out to take a walk and started to call on His name. And I realized it does need a lot of time. Not just 2, 3, or even 10 minutes, but the longer I took a walk, the more I called on His name. And the Lord reminded me of Joshua and Caleb. Caleb was already very old. And in Joshua 14, Joshua 14, starting from verse
10,
it says, "Now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as He has said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses, while Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now here I am this day 85 years old, as yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said." This really encouraged me. Caleb was strong, fresh, living, or Joshua, I think you meant, despite his age. And this reminded me, I can't become old, I can't become dead, but I want to conquer the whole good land. So it was a good experience to really experience, to really pursue and to conquer the good land by faith, and not to be of such little faith and say, just like we heard in the prayer meeting, we need to pray for the whole earth. And I also need this vision to want to conquer the entire good land.
Die Länge, die Breite, die Höhe und die Tiefe noch mehr zu ergreifen.
Amen. I want to lay hold more of the length, the width, the depth, the height. Thank you, Lord, for Caleb's spirit. That even in his old age, he was able to drive out giants. Yeah. Sorry, it was about Caleb that he was speaking about before. Yeah, thank you, Lord, that you have revealed this to us anew and that you give us also your life. It's hard to just find one point to share about. And I do have a burden. I think, how come people cannot recognize who has created them? And why do Christians not see that God has a plan for us? Out of my own life, I can say that even as a Christian, I was seeking. And I always thought, what is my task or what's my place in God's purpose? Until the Lord led me to here where we are exercising the priesthood. And then it was clear what my duty was, what my task was, and what my purpose was. To serve Him as a priest. I really do have this burden for others. It was also said at the conference, we don't know why the Lord has shown it to us. And it's not just for us. Actually, it is for all. But so few want this. And this actually makes me very sad. because I myself have experienced that even now I feel like I've come home or I've come to the true meaning or the true purpose.
And
to see the goal,
Outlet relativ am Anfang aus Daniel 7 drei Verse gelesen, ich glaube es war
we read Daniel 7 a few verses in Daniel 7 where the saints of the Most High will receive the kingdom
und sein Reich ist ein ewiges
and his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom.
Also das ist das, was das in mir jetzt im Moment nur immer nur bruchteilhaft.
I can only imagine it in a small part of it, but it is good to have this goal in front of our eyes, because this will carry us all the way through until the end. If you have the goal in front of your eyes,
then, yeah,
I just really appreciated that it came out so clearly during this conference. What God actually wants to have. And actually, it's actually easy to see and to carry out and execute, but there is an adversary who wants to hinder us from actually recognizing this and seeing this, and then, if we see it, who wants to hinder us from actually practicing it. So I really want to run this race with all of you until the end. And I want to lay hold of everything that the Lord has prepared for us. Not just for 2 weeks, for 4 months, or 1 year. We all know that the time is so short. It is a privilege and a gift to be able to see this now. I want to pursue this with all seriousness and, yeah, want to really pursue that for which the Lord has called us.
Daniel 7,
18,
27. Aber die Heiligen des Allerhöchsten werden die Königsherrschaft empfangen. Und sie werden die Königsherrschaft bis in Ewigkeit behalten. Ja, bis in alle Ewigkeit. Bis der Hochbetagte kam und den Heiligen des Allerhöchsten das Gericht übergab und die Zeit eintrat, dass die Heiligen das Reich in Besitz nahmen.
I think she is reading, sorry, I'm using somebody else's Bible app right now, 12.
Die Macht über die Königreiche unter dem ganzen Himmel wird dem Volk der Heiligen des Allerhöchsten gegeben werden. Sein Reich ist ein ewiges
His kingdom
Reich
is an everlasting kingdom.
Und die Heuch.
Das sind wir. Heiligen, das Volk des Allerhöchsten.
Amen. We are His people.
Ja, in Offenbarung heißt es, dass uns gerettet hat,
in Revelation
zu Königen und zu Priestern zu machen.
Says he has saved us to make us kings and priests.
Und ich habe das geschätzt.
And this is our goal, and I appreciated this, that this priestly service is actually the most important sign of the times, that the Lord wants to regain this priestly service among us, because this is what really fulfills His goal and His purpose. Amen. Amen. This priestly service, when we exercise this priestly service, it's not just for God the Father, but in His wisdom, it's for our complete and full salvation. If I pursue holiness, I had then I have an experience of the Lord, then it becomes my salvation. So actually to serve as a priest is the greatest salvation we have. It is the way to get to the goal, because our goal is to reign with Christ. Amen. And this is why you make us new. Sorry, the verses before were in Daniel 7, starting from verse 18. I was also encouraged by the word from the red heifer that we really need to be purified from all death. That we as priests have to really pay attention to life and death. What will lead me to spiritual death? What will lead me to spiritual, to life in the spiritual realm? And the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. And when we read in Numbers 19, he's speaking concerning their situation. And in Numbers 19, it's really about the red heifer and to purify them from death. And before this chapter, we see that there was a lot of death. The sons of Korah were mentioned in Numbers 16, where God had to judge them, and many died. And then in Numbers 17, the death was already there from the sons of Korah, but then there was more death, and more continued to complain and said, oh, you killed the sons of Korah, and then he had to judge again, and there was even more death. And then that's when chapter 19 comes. And then in Numbers 20, then there's Miriam's death. And after Miriam's death, they come to Meribah where there was no water, and then there was death again. The Lord speaks directly into the situation and addresses it to see, to tell us how we can be purified from death. If the Lord speaks to me in my spirit, then I have to. I must really obey him and say to the Lord, yeah, well, Lord, often I wake up in the mornings, and if I don't really seek the Lord then, and if he doesn't make me alive again, and he doesn't purify me from death, and if I don't live in this purification, then the spiritual death comes so quickly. And today there was a small situation. We had a baptism of a brother before the meeting, and a brother called me and said, could you come before the meeting to the baptism? And it was relatively spontaneous. And then I thought, oh, aren't there enough saints there already at the baptism? But then the Lord spoke to me, no. Why do you even think something like that or say something like that? Why do you want to avoid the situation because you just want to stay in your situation where you're comfortable? To not want to do something and to not have the strength to do it shows already that I'm in death. The fact that you want to let others do it and you don't feel like doing it yourself already shows you're in death. But if I want to be a priest, then I have to listen to this, I have to sense what's happening within me. If there's a need and I immediately block requests, then I have to ask the Lord, is this really what you want, or is this just myself, or do I have to deal with death that has spread in my being? I have to ask, the choice that I make now, will it encourage the growth of life in me, or will it just lead me to death because I just want to continue doing what I'm doing? So we always have to make this decision. What will lead me to death and what will lead me to life?
Und der Herr setzt uns ja auch vorn, sagt auch einmal, ihm ist es wirklich wichtig, dass wir damit umgehen können.
And the Lord really tells us also, we as priests need to know how to discern and know how to deal with it.
Das Leben und den Tod habe ich dir vorgelegt.
Yeah, he says, I have set before you life and death. Life and death. Blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that you may live.
Das ist so wichtig. Wirklich, dass wir als Priester auf den geistlichen Tod acht haben.
As priests, we really have to pay attention to spiritual death. Because he wants us to live.
Genau in... Ja, dieses über diese Reinigung vom Tod genau im Kapitel 19, weil davor
that's why he mentioned the purification of death by the red heifer, the ashes of the red heifer, exactly in this chapter, because before and after there was so much death. So he does want to purify us from all death.
Auch in mir, es gibt sogar beide Entscheidungen. Es ist wirklich gefährlich, dieser Tod.
So I realize also this death is very dangerous. Of course we have to make the right decision.
Ich folge dir. Ich folge diesem geistlichen Empfinden.
And then I said to the Lord, I want to really follow this sense in my spirit and I want to obey your leading. But I can also have this attitude, oh,
der Thomas will gern von mir sehen, dass ich komme, also dann komme ich und
Thomas asked me to come, so okay, I'll come.
Gesagt, ja.
Or tonight in the meeting.
Ja, eine halb ausformulierte Regel gesagt, wir müssen alle willig sein und dann alle zum Evangelium oder zum
Or for another example he's giving is, okay, we all should go preach the gospel together. But if I also just go in myself, then it's religious. Then I am like a whitewashed tomb. Just like the Pharisees. And he tells them that you are whitewashed tombs. That inwardly I am so dead, but outwardly speaking I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But inwardly life is gone.
And
then it wasn't really a choice between life and death, but I just am still in death, but I just whitewashed. I just, am like a whitewashed tomb. And the Lord really told me, you have to really watch out.
Yeah.
Oh, wretched man that I am, who will save me from this body of death? This is something we really have to bring to the Lord and say, Lord, give me this sense. Where am I really in death and I even tolerate death? And where do I just put on a facade or a show for the saints? So this word concerning the red heifer is really a statute for us as priests, because we can't serve as priests. Yeah, when we are defiled by death. So may the Lord give us more of a sense for death. And to also see that the Lord has set before us life and death, but he desires us actually to choose life. So it's wonderful. Then I could really choose life and turn to him and knew that I should go to the baptism. This is really the feast of the first fruits that we can keep. To say, Lord, save me out of all this death. Yeah, really purify me from all strange thoughts. Yeah, and go the way of holiness and to choose the way of life. And making this choice is always a joy. Because to practice the priestly service is the true joy. Because it is a service of life. I also had a similar experience. I always thought I love my saints and I love my neighbors. But through the time with the saints at the conference, the Lord showed me it's not a true love that I have. It was good also to repent because I want to really love from my whole heart and not to be a hypocrite. And I didn't realize before that I was dead in this aspect. But I thank the Lord for giving me light through this, through the saints, that, yeah, I didn't have the true love. Amen. I thought it was good to see, as we saw the temple, that we should be those who draw near to God. At the conference, there's a lot to do, and there's also a lot of fellowship, and it's glorious, but I realized if I don't come forward to the Lord myself and have this personal time with Him, then you will no longer have strength for any of the services. And then you realize there's spiritual death, that the life isn't there anymore. We often use the picture of the temple to say many in Christianity stay in the outer court and to also show how much we need to enter in. But I realized at the conference I also have to pay attention to this, that I am just serving in the outer court and don't even come forward to the Lord. Hebrews 10:19. It was new for me also in verse 20. Amen. By a new and living way which He consecrated for us. Amen. A new and living way. Yeah, this way is really a living way. Hallelujah. Yeah, we should take this way. And this way is the way that makes us alive and living for the priestly service. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Mir hat es ja geholfen, nochmal zu hören, dass
it really helped me to hear
in erster Linie sollen nicht für Gott, also sicher sollen auch für Gott sein, aber Gott braucht nicht so sehr unsere Opfer, aber wir brauchen sie. Ja.
That not only does God need our offerings as His food, but we also need the offerings for our perfection.
Damit wir zu ihm kommen, ja.
We need the offerings too to be able to come forward to Him. Yeah, offerings also mean that we are drawing near to God.
Er hat sich auch sehr beschäftigt und beschäftigt mich ständig immer noch, ja, dieser Wort. In Markus wurde ja gesagt zu den Pharisäern, ja, dass dieses Volk nähert sich von Lippen, aber ihre Herzen ist weit
Mark,
von mir.
It says, the people draw near to me with their lips, but are far from me in their hearts.
Wirklich so, den Herrn kennt uns, ja.
The Lord knows us. Yeah, often we say, Lord, I come to you, but I say it only with my lips, and often my heart is somewhere else. But the Lord knows this.
He
doesn't want our words, he wants our hearts.
Der erwartet auch, ja, weil das ist ja sogar das erste Gebot, wir sollen den Herrn.
And the first commandment is that we should love the Lord from our whole heart. He doesn't want empty words.
Noch schlimmer, ja, wenn das durch die Religion diese Worte, die werden ohne Inhalt, ja, so wie.
And even worse is when these words are without any content.
Bruder hat es auch angesprochen, ja. Der hat ihnen gesagt, dass die haben diese, ja, die haben den Sinn dieser Opfer entnommen, ja. Er sagt, ihr aber sagt, wenn ihr zum Vater oder zur Mutter spricht, Korban, das heißt, eine Opfergabe sei, was ihr von mir bekommen sollte.
Yeah,
ja, das haben diese Seilkorban, ja, das ist,
talking about,
steht mir übrigens im Wort, das haben die damalige Priester, die Weise, das haben es irgendwie, während die viele Jahre hindurch,
Mark 7, 11, ja, but you say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is Corban, that is a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition which you have handed down. And many such things you do. So we need to have the fear of God, can't change things or put things. Yeah, use our own traditions or our own religion. It's precious to see that he wants us to bring him the offerings from our whole heart. And our heart should be fully there. And if we really come to him with our whole hearts, then he can purify us, he can cleanse us, and he can sanctify us.
Das war für meine Frau das Highlight der Konferenz.
For my wife, the highlight of the conference was this picture of the temple.
Und dann hat sie mir das gesagt und auch für mich war das wirklich eine starke Ermutigung.
And for me it was also very strong encouragement.
Der Ruf des Herrn, sei nicht zufrieden.
To see the calling of the Lord. Don't just be satisfied with serving in the outer court, because you can serve as a priest there. But this picture showed me that there really is the danger of my being in the church and serving as a priest, but I'm still serving only in the outer court. And I'm not there where the Father really wants me to be. And the Lord is truly calling us, or the Father is calling us, come forward. I always thought, okay, well, being in the outer court is already way better than being anywhere else. But still, we should have this healthy lack of contentment dissatisfaction that we're not yet where we should be, where he has called us to be. It was just was reduced to the most essential points this time. What is above all is that he's calling us to come forward. He wants us to be fully and enter fully into his presence, not to just serve outside, but to stand before him and serve him.
auf diese Gemeinschaft da am Tisch.
And I should really reduce myself to have this fellowship at the table with the Lord. And to have this desire, Father, I want to be in your presence and serve in your presence. But of course, also to do all the other services that he shows us to do, but to have this hunger. There were many points that were addressed or spoken about, but this was the main point for me, to really seek the Lord more intensively, to deepen my relationship with the Lord and to be more serious in my dealings with the Word.
Luke 12:35. Und eure Lampen brennen.
Amen.
Und sie hat ja so eine Übersetzung gelesen, wo es hieß,
it says,
seid umgürtet,
let your waists be girded and your lamps burning. And the translation that the sister had when she read it before, the sister from Korea, it says, let your waists be girded and ready for the service. Have this desire to be perfected and have this desire to grow and to be perfected every day, to come forward to the Lord, to seek his face, seek his presence. If we draw near to him more, then he will also draw near to us. What is more glorious than having this inner fellowship with the Lord? He will give us everything that we need also for the salvation of our soul. So I really want to seek the Lord and say, show me how this priestly service really is and should be practiced every day. Serve the saints also in a priestly way or as priests. Like it says in Colossians 3:14, we've seen the priestly garments with so many wonderful components. There's in every thread, there is so much spiritual reality to be seen. But it says, but above all these things, put on love. This really makes our priestly garments complete when we put on his love. That we come forward to him in love, but also with fear and respect, and also to serve the saints in love, to give them spiritual food. We also should be those who wait for the Lord's coming, but while we wait for his coming, then we should also serve. And Luke 12:42 says,
because
the disciples asked him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise servant whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? So I'm encouraged also to invest my time and strength and heart to give spiritual food to the saints. Yeah, to really serve the Father with my whole heart. And I asked the Lord also, why is the time of your return somehow hanging in the air a little bit? I thought the Lord would show us so specifically or so clearly that we would know, and it would be so obvious that it would. Some people think the Lord is coming in a couple of weeks. Some people think the Lord is coming in a year or so. We also had fellowship about this at home. And actually, the way it is now is actually perfect. We all know that every day counts, whether it's a week, a month or a year, and even if it were 3 years, that also wouldn't be long. Every day counts. And I said, Lord, I don't want to lose one day, but I want to gain you every day. Amen. And then in Matthew 24 says,
der Herr sagt über die Entrückung, Matthäus 24:40, dann werden zwei auf dem Feld sein.
It says, then two men will be in the field.
What
were they doing? They were probably working. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. They weren't doing anything out of the ordinary where you think, okay, now the Lord is coming soon and we all have to go to a mountain and do nothing else. But who are the ones that were raptured and taken? They were also in the field and grinding at the mill, but they were standing before the Father and serving as priests and gaining Christ in what they were doing in their daily life. And this became more important to me. Every day, everything that we're doing is a wonderful opportunity to gain the Lord, and we need to use every opportunity to gain the Lord. And if we have this view, then we see we are all right in the middle of the true preparation. Yeah, we want to gain Christ in everything that we do, because for those who us are still working, if we have nothing to do with the Lord during this time of work, that would be horrible because we spend so much time at work. But we want to gain Christ in what we are doing, if we're grinding at the mill, if we're in the field. And some even say, and Luke, it also talks about two will be sleeping. But there we also have to be ready. The priestly service is not that we outwardly do something very, very extraordinary, but it's about gaining the Lord in our daily, ordinary life. And then the Lord opened my eyes the last few days. There are so many opportunities. Yeah, and I thank the Lord. We are in the midst of the preparation. And he has shown us everything that we need to be prepared. So let us do what the word says. Let us be girded, or have our loins girded for the service and be burning. Amen. May we be burning to complete this last leg of the race.
Ich habe auch die Tage mir ein bisschen Gedanken gemacht über die Priester und
I thought also more about how the priests served, and I asked God what he wants from me, and this thought came, serve me with love, serve the saints also with love and through me. It's good to, he said, he encouraged me to live in and through him and his love. This really touched me and showed me the way to go. First Peter 3. Oh, 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I saw this purpose of God in you to be a royal priesthood. But it was also good to see that it says that you may proclaim the praises or the virtues of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And there was a question that was posed: when they see us, do they see the royal priesthood? Do they see holiness? Or what do they see? And yeah, it really touched me. We really have to express the holiness, manifest his holiness
das Wort des Lebens sagt.
Philippians 2:16 also says, yeah. In English it says holding fast the word of life, but in German it says that in that you manifest or express the word of life. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Amen. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. The last few days, I try to imagine what it would be like to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And the Lord said, we all will stand before his judgment seat. And we will be judged by him. Then I saw how we are being prepared for this judgment now by the preparing of the offerings today. On that day, all the inner intents and motives of the heart will be exposed, so there's nothing to hide today. And so we also shouldn't be afraid of having the Lord shine in us today.
Sondern auch unsere eigene Seele mitzuteilen, weil wir uns lieb geworden waren.
Mm-hmm. I missed the verse. That was 1 Thessalonians 2:8. So, Amen.
Konferenz auch was gesagt wurde, dass unsere Herzen darüber entscheiden, wo wir sein werden.
Mm-hmm. What's decisive is where our hearts are. If we are in the outer court or in the holiest place. The time that we spend with him today and now is how we will spend the time with him when in the future when he comes. Like it says in Psalm 27, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Amen. And then the other Psalm, surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Amen. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Amen. I really appreciate this new beginning. I just got baptized. God will give us strength when we read the word and we speak with God. In our daily life, we eat, drink. So also spiritually, we also need to eat and drink. And then you will be stronger. And then your faith will be strengthened. Amen. So I really want to give this life in me more strength. Amen. We're also happy with you. We rejoice with you. Yes, strengthen our brother to walk with you in the newness of life. Thank you that he has left all darkness behind him. Thank you for the new life within him. Yeah, let him experience your love and also your leading. Amen. Pray for our other sister that you have brought her. Thank you, Lord, for this new beginning. And we pray that you would also go on quickly with him. Lord, strengthen our brother into you. Strengthen his daily fellowship with you. Thank you, Lord, that you have knit us together into one body. Amen. The condition of our heart is what really spoke to me at the conference. Because it is decisive for what happens in my life. For a certain amount of time, you can do something even if you're not doing it with all your heart. But that lasts only for a little bit, because otherwise it'll end up being just in a hypocritical work. God has no interest in something that's done outwardly but is different inwardly, because he sees our heart. This is what he pays attention to. And the sons of Zadok, in Ezekiel 44:9, it says, "Thus says the Lord God, no foreigner, uncircumcised in heart or uncircumcised in flesh, shall enter my sanctuary, including any foreigner who is among the children of Israel." This speaks to me. Unfortunately, our heart is so fallen. We cling quickly to things that are actually fleeting. We're so easily distracted from the Lord, and often we don't even notice it. But I prayed often with Jeremiah 17. Yeah, the heart is desperately wicked. It's desperately wicked. You think, oh, I want to be faithful to the Lord, and then, oh, I am in a place where my heart is really distracted and not useful for you. How come? I want to really serve the Lord and be there for the Lord. But it requires a constant dealing of our heart to have a circumcised heart. Yeah. It's not like the Lord deals with something and then it's going to be like that forever. I wish it were like that. But I have to admit myself and confess that's not how my heart is. Even if it's for the Lord today, tomorrow something might come, and then suddenly there's a certain distance or from the Lord. And the sons of Zadok were not outwardly faithful to the Lord, but their hearts were with the Lord because they loved the Lord. Yeah. Psalm 73. Amen. Truly, God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. Yeah. This has to do a lot with how our fellowship with the Lord is. The Spirit is in us. We are born again. But it requires a dealing of my inner being, and not just one time. Even if the conference was so wonderful and so glorious, I really had to go to the Lord after the conference to let my heart be dealt with by the Lord. Mm-hmm. especially for us priests, we really need our hearts to fully belong to the Lord.
So
Asaph was a wonderful priest. He was appointed to praise and thank the Lord. But even he had to turn his heart anew to the Lord. Otherwise, he would have stumbled. He would have slipped. So this shows me our hearts really need this dealing. As Ezekiel says, we need a circumcised heart. Mm-hmm. And the consequence is actually wonderful, or the product of this is that we love him. Yeah, and then our prayer would truly be, as it says in verse 25, whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. Can you say this? This is the wonderful result of having our hearts be circumcised, that we would have this satisfaction in the Lord, such a longing, desire, and even love for the Lord. Whom have I in heaven but you, and there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Amen. Then we are really able to serve him. Then we are really able to be faithful to what he has shown us. So I really thank the Lord for this time to bring our inner and hidden parts to him, so that our service would be a well-pleasing service. Yeah, verse 27 says, but those who are far from you shall perish. It's not about our circumstances, but it's about where my heart is. Where my heart is. My heart can lead me to the right way or the wrong way. Verse 28, but it is good for me to draw near to God, and not in a religious way or an outward way, but I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works. And this, then there is a testimony when we are really following the Lord with our whole being. I thank the Lord for his speaking and for such a dealing and awakening in my heart for the priestly service. It's amazing that this psalm is from a priest, and he had this difficulty. And I realize I also have this difficulty. But praise the Lord, this psalm shows us a way to be faithful priests to him, because the Lord is coming quickly, and nothing and no one should be able to distract us. Thank the Lord that our hearts can be dealt with by him. Jeremiah 17 is very encouraging, because even the prophet Jeremiah said this. Verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And then verse 14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Amen. Yeah, we want to be faithful priests who receive the reward. Amen. And what is the way that Asaph showed us? Until I went into the sanctuary. If something is not right in our hearts, we need to go into the sanctuary of God. The Lord has given us a wonderful, wonderful sword, the word, which we can use to cut things off. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I think with this conference, what I felt the most was the Lord has confirmed and showed us the most practical way to prepare for His coming, become king and priests.
Amen. Luna, du setzt so, oder?
In dieser Konferenz hat der Herr uns den ganz praktischen Weg gezeigt, dass wir uns auf sein Reich vorbereiten können als Könige und Priester.
And we now need to just practice it.
Wir müssen es jetzt einfach nur tun.
We have to see that in whatever situation that we're in, there is a wonderful opportunity for us to be perfected by the Lord through the priesthood.
Wir müssen jetzt erkennen, dass egal in welcher Situation wir uns befinden, dass dies eine wunderbare Gelegenheit ist, um vom Herrn vollendet zu werden in der Priesterschaft, im priesterlichen Dienst.
Oftentimes I get questions, and I also feel this way sometimes, is how can I be perfected in my situation?
Ich höre oft die Fragen, und ich frage es mich auch selber häufig, wie kann ich in diesen meinen Situationen vollendet werden?
Some of us are working.
Einige von uns arbeiten.
Going to school.
Gehen zur Schule.
Raising a family with young children.
Haben eine Familie mit jungen Kindern.
And some are even retired.
Manche befinden sich sogar im Ruhestand.
But in all of these scenarios or situations, lifestyles.
Aber in all diesen Umständen und Lebensumständen.
Are we willing to practice the priesthood?
Stellt sich die Frage, sind wir willig, die Priesterschaft zu praktizieren?
I felt like as soon as the conference ended, right away the Lord just put me in challenging situations.
Direkt als die Konferenz aufhörte, hat der Herr mich in sehr herausfordernde Situationen gestellt.
And oftentimes it starts within the family.
Und viele Male beginnt es inmitten der Familie,
right? Between myself and my wife,
zwischen mir und meiner Frau,
and between me and my adult children,
und zwischen mir und meinen lieben Kindern.
And it could be something as simple as how do we go from point A to point B in the car?
Das kann eine ganz einfache Angelegenheit sein, wie zum Beispiel, wie kommen wir in dem Auto von A nach B?
You laugh, it sounds kind of amusing.
Es hört sich vielleicht amüsierend an.
But the Lord is exposing me. You see, this is still another area in my life that still needs to be perfected in holiness.
Aber der Herr stellt mich bloß und zeigt mir, dass dies noch ein Bereich meines Lebens ist, wo ich noch in der Heiligkeit vollendet werden muss.
And in the conference and many of the fellowships, we spend time talking about the different areas in our lives and how the Lord can perfect us.
In vielen Gemeinschaften haben wir an der Konferenz darüber geredet, wie wir in vielerlei Angelegenheiten unseres Lebens den Herrn gewinnen können, dass er uns vollenden kann.
When you partake of the Lord as all the feasts.
Zum Beispiel, dass wir an dem Herrn Anteil haben in allen Festen.
Ja, Amen.
dass wir für den Herrn offen sind, bereit, uns umwandeln zu lassen.
Produce the fruit of the Spirit within us.
Dann kann der Herr Geistes hervorbringen. Und das wird uns mit Sicherheit die Hände füllen für die Opfer.
In God's wisdom, it is really His way to perfect us.
Das ist wirklich in Gottes Weisheit der Weg für unsere Vollendung.
The matter of the burnt offering is still so practical for me these days.
Das Brandopfer ist in diesen Tagen noch so praktisch für mich.
Who likes to be corrected?
Wer möchte denn gerne korrigiert werden?
If I'm not willing to take correction from, especially saints who are older than me.
Wenn ich insbesondere nicht bereit bin, Korrektur von älteren Geschwistern anzunehmen,
then how can I be obedient to the Lord?
Wie kann ich dann dem Herrn gehorsam sein?
And this is a very practical matter.
Das ist eine ganz praktische Angelegenheit.
Right? For me, it's older brothers.
Für mich sind es die älteren Brüder.
Some of you might be your managers.
Manche
Your supervisors or managers.
Okay, für manche von euch sind es eure Chefs.
Or it could be your teachers.
Oder eure Lehrer.
Or what about our parents?
Oder was ist mit unseren Eltern?
Are we willing to be corrected by
them? Sind wir bereit, durch die korrigiert zu werden?
If we're not willing to be corrected by them, how can we then be corrected by them?
Wenn wir nicht willig sind, Korrektur von ihnen anzunehmen, wie sollen wir dann vom Herrn korrigiert werden?
This is so important.
Das ist so wichtig.
We want to become kings and priests.
Wir wollen Könige und Priester werden.
And yet we're not willing to be chastened and disciplined.
Und doch sind wir noch nicht willig, gezüchtigt und zurechtgebracht zu werden.
I tell you, in the car when we're driving.
Ja, vor allen Dingen, wenn wir im Auto fahren.
Yeah, I'm being corrected in every little sense.
Ich werde in jeder Kleinigkeit korrigiert.
Am I willing to receive this?
Bin ich das auch anzunehmen?
And to experience the Lord in a small way of obedience.
Und den Herrn in dieser kleinen Angelegenheit des Gehorsams zu erfahren.
We look at the meal offering, it deals with how we take.
Wenn ihr euch das Speiseopfer anschaut, das geht darum, wie wir uns um Angelegenheiten kümmern. Der Herr möchte unsere Menschlichkeit läutern.
Right? And peace with God and with one another.
Und auch der Friede mit Gott und untereinander.
Right? And then to overcome sin.
Und auch die Sünden zu überwinden.
When you see these in front of your eyes every day.
Wenn ihr diese Dinge vorher jeden Tag vor euren Augen
seht,
dann müssen wir erkennen, dass das die Gelegenheiten vom Herrn sind, um uns in unserem täglichen Leben zu verwenden.
So I'm very much encouraged by this conference.
Ich bin durch diese Konferenz sehr ermutigt,
because it is a confirmation.
Weil es eine Bestätigung ist.
The most practical way to be perfected by the Lord to get rid of this coming.
Dass der praktischste Weg ist, für das Kommen des Herrn vorbereitet zu werden.
And like it was mentioned earlier, this is the positive sign.
Und wie es bereits erwähnt wurde, dies ist das positive Zeichen.
Tell us that the Lord's coming is very near. Because you look at Revelation, this is the last instructions, you could say, to perfect us in Zion for the priesthood.
Wenn ihr euch Offenbarung anguckt, dann sehen wir, dass dies eine der letzten Anweisungen oder sogar die letzte Anweisung ist, um zu vollenden.
And this is how the Lord would make us all qualified to be kings and priests.
Und das ist der Weg, wie der Herr uns alle dafür qualifiziert, Könige und Priester zu werden.
May we all be fit when we go return to our localities.
Mögen wir alle ermutigt sein, wenn wir zu unseren Orten zurückgehen.
As we always say, practice, practice, practice.
Und wir sagen, wie wir auch immer sagen, Übung, Übung, Übung.
Yeah. With the Lord.
Mit dem Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Durch den Herrn.
I just want to confirm this. I had the same impression as what the brothers also shared. Every day we have so many opportunities. Whoever learns always has problems. So after the conference, it's really where we can practice. Before and during the conference, and I heard from so many, why do I have the situation now if the Lord is coming so quickly? But through the conference, I realized the answer is, do you want to apply what we have heard now in your situation? So we have heard so much, learned so much, but the question is, are we willing to apply the Lord in these situations? And I do have this desire and longing to gain the reality and to come to the Lord as our high priest for his purpose and to pray for many situations. Amen. And through this, we will gain many offerings for the Father. Praise the Lord for such a rich meeting. I'm sure we can continue, but let's bring the food into his house at the festal gathering. So we will split up into on Sunday we will have not be at the Waldschule, but we will be have V1 in Herrstraße, V2 will be at Rossens, and then V3 will split itself up into those two groups.
Amen. Amen. Und am Samstag ist auch ein Tag der Gemeinschaft mit John in Neuchâtel.
On Saturday, there's fellowship with John in Neuchâtel, and on Sunday in Zurich. So let's pray also for these times. There were so many from Neuchâtel at this conference, like it hasn't been in many years, so the Lord is moving. And there are many saints there who before were in the church but now don't really know what they should do. They feel lost or without any orientation. So it would be wonderful if the Lord could gather on this Saturday. We can work together with the Lord through our prayer. That the Lord would do something in the French-speaking parts of Switzerland. Before there were many churches, 6 or 7 churches, and now it's quite difficult. Yeah, in France and in French-speaking part of Switzerland, there were real, 6 to 7 true testimonies, and now there's very few. So let's work together with him through our prayer. On Tuesday, we heard we have to pray for the whole earth. And there are lots of people on this earth who speak French. So if the Lord has a strong testimony there, then it can be far-reaching. So let's pray that the Lord would really gain the whole earth. We have to exercise and practice to have this vision. Amen. Gather your saints from all over. Amen. Gather more in Neuchâtel. Also the western part of Switzerland, in France. You should be the one who's gathering and build up. Yeah, Lord Jesus, gain your testimony in Neuchâtel and in all the surrounding areas. We pray for this fellowship on Saturday. Fill it with your riches and draw the saints from everywhere.